CNN has cut ties with contributor Donna Brazile after hacked emails show she might have shared debate questions with the Clinton campaign during the Democratic Party primaries back in March. Brazile was already off the air on CNN after taking a role as interim DNC chairwoman, but the situation revealed in the leaked emails has some questioning why she was ever in that position at CNN in the first place. BYU journalism professor Joel Campbell is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. So should news organizations like cable networks hire people who clearly have a bias?
In my opinion, no. I think that CNN today said they were uncomfortable with the relationship they had, but they should have thought about that a long time ago when they hired someone right from the inside the Democratic Party to be part of this what we consider independent news organization.
Is this any different than Corey Lewandowski, who used to work for Trump, getting signed on at CNN?
Not much different. I think I'm troubled by both of those kinds of things because, you know, we're supposed to, when you think of media or think of our news, it should be coming from an independent, ethical outlet that doesn't have these kind of questionable ties to the party or partisan politics.
Professor Campbell, it's worth noting Brazile previously contributed to ABC News. Now, ABC's declined to comment on this situation, calling it a CNN issue. They washed their hands. But does it raise questions for people like George Stephanopoulos, who years and years ago had worked in the Bill Clinton White House?
I think it does. I think that, first of all, you got to look at the current ties. I mean, I don't mind having a commentator that maybe has inside political insight, but at the same time, if they're currently involved in the structure of the Democratic or Republican Party, you're going to wonder, well, what kind of where's their loyalty at to the citizens? It's not there, and unfortunately, in Donna Brazile's case, she shared, you know, secret private information from the network to the insiders at the campaign.